Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as the curriculum. This is what's happening. Utah is fighting it. They have a very active group, and they are, I think they've gotten it halted at least for a little while. But it's been a tough battle. And we need to do the same thing, because other states have been further along in the process than we are, and they've been able to back up from it. Then we need to do whatever we can to do the same. Because, as I mentioned, the entrance exams for college have been changed. They also have changed the GED test, and that is now what's called ETS. And there's a group that you need to research called Pearson. They are the textbook company. They are the online learning company. They are an assessments company. They make a lot of money off of this new curriculum. They have already realigned their online training with the Common Core. And if you're a homeschooler or you have your kids in a private school, you're not safe. Because how are you going to send your child to school if they don't show the appropriate attitudes, behaviors, and values? You won't pass the SAT. If you want to get a high school equivalency, it's aligned to Common Core. And if you aren't meeting that standard, where is your child going to go? So that's why I say it's the end game. This will impact everyone. We can talk about school choice all we want. There is no school choice if Common Core goes through. It's irrelevant. So we have to do what we can to educate people. Now, the good news is that Arnie Duncan's quiet little revolution may backfire, because you're here tonight and you know that a lot of people don't know about this. It's our ability and time to get out the word, make people aware, get them involved, and be able to stand up and say, we are not going to accept this. So we need to have you involved in helping us with that solution. And the kinds of things you can do, if you're a parent and you want to help with other parents, let us know. Melissa can work with you on setting up some meetings and, you know, some basic messaging, how to go about that. Some basic handouts to start educating people. And I think, do we have those here tonight, Dick, the myths and facts? Okay. The myths and facts is a pretty good one, because the Office of Public Instruction here on their website has put out a myths and facts, and now the Board of Education has added it to their website because they know that we are debunking their facts. So it'll be important for you to take a look at these and kind of do some research and be able to speak to that. The other side is just some of the basic information about this current Common Core and Race to the Top. But it's important, in order to effectively fight it, you really need the background on how these groups. I don't know that I mentioned the NEA, the National Education Association. Go back in time from the early 1900s with them as well and watch each of the programs that they've been involved in, and the behavior modification and the socialism and just the things that they've done. It's just one thing after another. So it's been anything but education. So we have parent groups, other grassroots efforts, our community leaders like Dick Pence and others who are widening the information in within their circles. So if you have a group that you would like to hear about this, we can set up a talk with them. We're doing workshops with people to sort of simulate, well, if you're going to a board meeting, for instance, what questions do I ask? How do I get on the agenda? You know, things like that. Right now is a great time to be going to those school board meetings and asking questions, because they're in the process of doing budgets, and the money isn't in there to implement this fully. There is some money, and there was a bill this time, and I'm sure you all heard of it because there was a big article in the Billings paper on SB 175. So there was more money that went out to help pay for that. And I just learned yesterday at the Education and Local Government Interim Committee from Denise Juno, our state superintendent, that they received a $100,000 grant from the Helmsley Foundation So they are looking for funds from other sources to try and continue their work in this vein. But I think one good thing that came out of yesterday is the committee there is going to try and take a look at this, if there's anything they can do to slow it down or to at least stop further implementation, because the science standards are there and they're about ready to come out. So there's more to come. It's not just the math and in English language arts that are currently here, but there's science, there's social studies, and there's sexuality education. So there are more things to come, and they are even worse than what we're seeing on these two. The English language arts seems innocuous, but in effect, they're taking out a lot of literary books and including informational texts. So, like, you'll get an EPA manual. One of the things that I saw on the reading list was EPA standards for how much insulation you need. So you'll be learning how to figure that out. And this is all on, if you look up Common Core standards and you look up reading or informational text, it'll pop up. I mean, they're out there with these materials, so you can see for yourself what they're promoting. So as far as like the parent groups, community groups, school boards, school board meetings, if you have a school board election coming up, consider running for the board. Kathy stepped forward and is doing that over in Laurel, and they really need help over there. Their schools, a parent found out that Planned Parenthood has been coming into their schools for 3 years, and she had no idea. And I think most parents don't. That's one of the things that they did early on, and actually starting back in the 70s, was coming into schools. New Jersey was a leader. New York was a leader, as you can well imagine, because they now have abortion pills at their disposal at any age. But that's the goal, is to actually implement those standards in every school as well. And if you look at the history of Bill Gates and his dad, they've been involved in Planned Parenthood from the early days, and is a big supporter monetarily and policy-wise. So with the school boards, what Kathy's able to do is she's asking questions, she's talking to the other board members, trying to educate them, and hopefully garner some support for an understanding on what some of these programs are doing. It's going to be a tough battle, and without parental or grandparent support or just community support, it's going to be hard for them. So if you can get to these meetings and give them some support, speak up when you hear something that you know that you're knowledgeable about, please do that, because they do offer short periods of public comment. Go into the schools. Ask to see their curriculum. Ask them where they stand on the Common Core implementation. I think most of you in the schools here are much further along than, say, some of the rural areas. We're going to be in Jordan tomorrow, and I know the superintendent there doesn't really know anything about it, nor do the school board members. So they're very interested in hearing what we have to say. And hopefully, because they haven't been tainted by what the establishment is telling them, that they will be open to the message and may push back. And we need that. We need people that will stand and say, wait a minute, we don't want this. Because you'll hear them say, well, we have local control. You can do whatever you want, whatever curriculum. Okay, but if you do that, you won't be certified any longer, because part of accreditation is to accept those standards. And if you don't have the standards and you do the assessments, you can't pass the tests, so you fail from that as well. So it's a built-in top-down system. So it's a misnomer to say that we have local control in our schools at all. But the more we at the grassroots level come forward and demand it, because our Constitution says that our local school boards have the supervision and control of our schools, and we need to demand that. So I hope you'll participate in that way. The other thing you can do is talk to our legislators. You have two really strong supporters here of your rights and your liberties, and stand for local control in the true sense of the word. And I would encourage you to support what they do because, you know, sometimes they're the lone voice up there. Just because they might have, you know, some of the legislators have an R behind their name doesn't mean they're looking out for your interests. Their values are very different from ours. So I hope you'll talk to the two legislators we have here tonight and encourage them as well. So those are some of the things that you can do. If you're a writer, please consider writing an op-ed or a letter to the governor or to OPI or to the school board. Just start getting the word out and get your message out. One of the things that on our website, we have a Join the Fight section. And on there, there's a petition. You can actually sign it online, and it will go to the governor, to the attorney general, whom we hope will have a friendly look at this, and then OPI and to the Board of Education. If you're interested in this from the education boards that are in charge of these things, they do have meetings, and they are public, and we all should be able to be there. So if any of you are inclined and have the time to do that, your participation and appearing at those meetings is really important. We're going to try and get a schedule up on the website, so again, you can go to one place and see what's happening and where you might be able to help us in a meeting or a situation like that. So that's something else that you could consider. So the petition is online. If you subscribe, you'll automatically get updates as we update the site with new information, new sources, what's working in another state, or a good article to show you what else is happening or how it links in. We're also working on, I have a resolution that I'm hoping our local Republican Party will take a look at. The National Party actually did do a resolution to ask the Common Core not be implemented. So I'm hoping we can do that at a state level as well. So if any of you are on the Republican Central Committees that would want to take a lead on that, I have a copy of the resolution that you could take. I'm happy to review it with you. Brian, okay. That'd be great. I told Wilda Shaw, who's our new chair, or our returning chair for the party, that I did want to speak to him, and that's on my list of topics because I want to encourage him to take that on as a state position that we oppose this, and it's all laid out for him. So hopefully by showing some support at the local level and moving upward, we can do that as well. So there are a lot of ways you can get involved. In the Join the Join the Fight section has a whole community action plan in there on all the things that you can do. We're going to replace a couple things. We used an example from another state on a sample petition or letter you can do, but our petition is actually on there now. And we'll have, I don't know if our myths and facts, we have a sample, we've updated the myths and facts because as you probably know and you've seen over the decades how they change the words and the meaning of the words, well, we have to keep updating our materials to counteract what they're saying. So we will continue to do that. And those things are available on the website. And there will be lots of printable materials that you can use. And that's what we're hoping you'll do. And with the handout that we have here tonight, that you can take that and actually use that with neighbors and friends and your churches and organizations. And as they learn and want more, then you can direct them to other sources. I think that's most of what I had to share at this point. Yeah, I'm ready for any questions that people have.